Time now for Estherville Lincoln Central Superintendent Spotlight. With us today, Estherville Lincoln Central Superintendent Paul. Good Saturday morning, Superintendent Paul.
Good morning, Dave. How are you this week?
Doing great. I hope you had a good week.
Had a great week.
Awesome. You have special guests today.
I do. I have Chief Brent Shadow and Captain Nate Dunleavy in with us. I just thought it would be a good time to go over our school resource officer program and the partnership that we have with the Estherville Police Department.
Okay, we might start at the beginning, how it came about.
Well, it came about as a joint agreement between the school and Tara, Paul, and myself getting together and seeing if the program would work at all for our school district. And then I applied for a federal grant initially that we received, and we received some funding to help us with that project, at least for the first 3 years, and it's blossomed from there.
All right, so 3 years, federal funding from a grant. So, Chief Shadow, in your eyes over the past 3 years, how do you think this partnership has worked, and how do you think having a school resource officer in school has worked?
Well, it's worked fabulously. Our goal was to put that officer in the school originally, and I don't remember what year it was. Maybe Captain Dunleavy can recall, but we put the officer in the school in an effort to build relationships with the students, staff, administrators, and families of students at our school district. And I think, for one, I've been told that it was a tremendous opportunity and a tremendous program. All of those above-listed individuals thought it was a great program. Very little feedback, negative feedback at all, at least on our end.
Okay. Captain Dunleavy, if memory serves me correctly, you were the first school resource officer.
Yes, that is correct.
So tell me, Officer Dunleavy, in your mind, what you think the positives were.
I'm not sure if we have enough time to go over all the positives with that particular position. I think it gave us an excellent opportunity to get into the school to share some of our expertise, not only with the students, the staff, the administration, to get help put us in there and be available, have a firsthand availability for those kids to see that, you know what, police officers are there to help you. We're not just here to write you tickets and take you to jail. It's something that we have many different hats that we wear. And there's many different hats that you wear as a school resource officer that I never would have imagined at the beginning of the process. And I just think it was a fantastic opportunity to get in there and work with the kids and bring a lot of education to the kids about our job, talking about drugs, you know, all kinds of different things with the ALIS. And then also introducing to some of those upper middle school kids our DFI Now program, which talked about sexting and some of those types of things, harassment, making those kids aware of how to just try to behave better on social media and those types of things.
So, Officer Dunleavy, you said the school resource officer wore many hats. Expand on that a little bit.
So, when I say by many hats is, yes, we're a law enforcement officer, first and foremost, whenever we're going there. We deal with a lot of the law enforcement issues because, believe it or not, pretty much everything that happens out in the community, a lot of that is coming right into our schools.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, unfortunately, sometimes that might lead to us becoming a police officer, having to charge a kid with a juvenile citation to get them into the court system. We tried to avoid that as much as possible. We actually wrote a lot less citations being in the school because the hat that you kind of put on is that counselor role, which was a very important role, I think, working with the counselor staff and the building principals and stuff. We were able to resolve some of those law enforcement issues without doing the charges, which I thought was important.
So let me just ask you this, Officer Dunleavy. So you wrote less citations because the students did less things to deem necessary giving them a citation?
Well, we could go about it from an educational standpoint a little easier. Rather than before, when we're called to the school, oftentimes we felt, well, if we're being called to the school, they probably need a citation for that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now with us being in the school, we were able to get involved earlier on smaller incidents, so I think that did reduce the number of incidents that we had. But whenever we had those incidents that were chargeable, I think we were able to solve a lot of issues without the citation, just by speaking with those students about the consequences that could come from a law enforcement standpoint.
Okay.
And then, you know, the most important hat I think that we wear when we're in there is that security aspect of making sure that the doors are locked at the elementary, which seems like, not very significant, but it's a huge deal on keeping those perimeter doors locked, restricting that access inside the school to outsiders. That way they can't access our children as easy if we do have an intruder or something like that. And I think that was very important as well.
Okay, so from a behavior standpoint in the school over the time period of the school resource officer, would you say the behavior of the students improved both inside the school buildings and out in the community during that time frame?
Well, we'd certainly like to think so, a little bit. Historically, and law enforcement speak, I guess I would say, anytime that there's a police officer present in uniform, it certainly has a tendency to reduce issues, or can reduce issues. Not always, but it can. I use quite often the security officer that's at a concert or some other establishment, just being present there in full uniform. It's the same effect in the school, where it causes students to, or people, to check their actions, I guess, at the door maybe.
Mm-hmm. It's kind of like when you meet a highway patrolman on the highway, you tend to slow down a little.
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Nathan, I think that's why it was important for us to have the police officer an employee of the Esterville Police Department, because then they can be in full gear, and they work for the police department. And so when they come, they are in full gear. And I think it's important that our kids see that and our community sees that. One, for the respect of it, we've often talked about how there's a lack of respect for some of the higher authorities, and this helps build that respect, but also for the security purpose of, hey, put your foot on the brake, check your actions, make sure you're acting appropriately in this community spot.
And I would think another thing that is really important, I think Officer Dunleavy, you touched on this, that people understand that cops are not the bad guys. They are certainly, if you have a citation coming, you're going to probably, in most cases, if you deserve one, you're going to get one. Sometimes you get a warning, like the highway patrolman might give you a warning for excessive speed, might give you a warning one time, but they'll give you a ticket the next time. But the one thing that I think is important that students understand is cops aren't the bad guy. They're there to help you.
Right. And, you know, sometimes that help that we're there to give isn't exactly what the individuals necessarily want to do. But unfortunately, that's what the situation dictates sometimes.
I don't believe I've ever been given a speeding ticket that I probably didn't warrant.
That's about right.
That's a true statement right there.
Yeah. Well, thank you all for joining us today. I appreciate that very, very much. Thanks for all you do in the community to keep our community safe. Appreciate that so much. And Superintendent Paul, I'll talk to you next Saturday.
Sounds great. Have a great week, Dave.
Thank you. Esterville Lincoln Central Superintendent Tara Paul, Captain Nate Dunleavy, and Esterville Police Chief Brent Shadow joining us today on ELC Superintendent Spotlight.